Be seated. All right, we're going to sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Well, we're going to just sing two tonight, and then we're going to watch a video a little later take the place of the song. So anybody got any good news, praise, something nice? She doing okay? I guess she had to be there. Okay. Most barren won't. Okay. Good praise. Anybody else? Good. Yeah, mom's not positive. That's good. Are you going to be nursing? All right. Yeah. She got a new job. She's going to be nursing again after 5.5 years. Five. That's good. Where are you going to work at? Okay. Wow. Perfect job. Good. IV therapy, if you need it. She can't do it, I can. He had to be there for that one too. Anybody else? Praises. Wow. You got the moving people to help, or? Okay. I hear you. Yes. Claudia. Anybody else? Yeah. Yes, we are. If you noticed, maybe you didn't see it tonight, but they've been moving dirt all week. They moved about, I don't know how much dirt they moved, and they started moving dirt back in, clay back in. So they're working hard and started. Oh yeah, it's not so ugly anymore. In fact, I moved that one that was hanging down by itself. $6,010 came in this Sunday. It's a good offering. Yes, praise the Lord. There's a lot of churches that are not able to give, and we are. We're glad you chose to be part of us. We're really glad that you put up with Mike. We pray for patience. Anybody else? Praises or prayer concerns? Stacy's mom is the first Christmas without her husband. 62 years. Saturday is practice for the cantata, and they did really good tonight, and Sunday is the cantata, and it's very simple, 6 songs and 6 sets of scripture, and then we'll have a short message, and it's going to be hard to get all that in the first service. So whoever comes to the second service, be patient with us if we're not quite done, but I think we will be. Our country needs to be prayed for. Don and Paula's open house is Friday and Saturday. You've never been, there's plenty to eat. Good fellowship. Anybody else? Yeah. along with patience and grace, we need to use good sense too. Just good common sense. If you do get positive, please stay at home. Don't re-gift it. Don Mann should be having one surgery tomorrow. That's to put a basket in his vein. He's got blood clots, so it's a blood clot catcher. And then if that's successful, then Friday he will have his bone surgery for his cancer, jawbone taken out and a bone out of his wrist put in its place. We've had two successful surgeries this week. So praise the Lord that everything worked out good there. We do have some that are quarantined now, not positive, but they've just been quarantined because they've been around other people. But that could turn into something too. So pray for one another. Y'all hear that? Yeah. She has some friends that are quarantined and hoping that they feel better. Just as a praise, isn't it nice that we have young and middle and old in here tonight? It's nice. All right, let's go to the Lord and pray, and then we'll... Middle old. That's what I said, middle old. I'm right behind you. All right, let's pray. Our Father, we come and praise you tonight because you deserve to be praised. Father, we tell you tonight that we love you. We desire to follow in your footsteps. Lord, as you light the path in front of us, I pray that we go down the path that you've chosen for us. I pray for our church as we look forward to the future, Lord, that we would hear you and be obedient and committed to the work of God. That, God, you would help us to surrender our lives to you. God, I pray that as we wake up every day, that we realize that you're the one that created us. You're the one that provides for us. Father, we come to you for our needs. We praise you, Father, for the abundance of blessings that you give us. Father, I pray that we would never take the blessings for granted. Just tonight, Father, the blessings we've seen in the last hour. Thank you, Lord, for our choir. Thank you for Kathy and, Father, those that are playing music and the sound system and all that goes into the cantata Saturday. I pray for our voices. I pray, Father, for the scripture as it's read, that it'll pierce hearts, Father. We pray that it will not return void. I pray, Lord, that you make it all work for the glory of God. Lord, I lift up our Lottie Moon offering, and whatever, Lord, you put on our hearts, I pray that is what we give, and it would bring honor and glory to your name. But as well, Father, it would allow missionaries to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. We do pray for those lost souls, Lord, not only on foreign fields, but here in America and in Clarksville and right here in our own church. I know, Father, that we have lost souls here. And I just lift them up to you, Lord, that you would show them to us and help us to reach out to them. Father, we pray for our prayer concerns and pray for Stacy's mom and Father, as she goes through the first year without her husband, I lift her up to you for encouragement. I pray, Lord, that through it all, that she would look to you for help. Lord, we pray for Don and Paula as they have their open house. Lord, keep them safe. Keep everybody safe that goes. And I pray for just a good Christian type of fellowship. God, we pray for Haley. And Lord, we ask that you would keep her from getting COVID virus. Pray for grace and patience among our family, our friends, throughout our country. Lord, I lift our country up to you, but it seems like there's more than just one division. It seems like there's multiple divisions within our country. We're not united at all. I pray, Lord, that you would speak to our hearts. Help us to return back to you and stand firm on the Word of God. Father, I pray for Don as he goes in for surgery. Be with Sandy, Father, as he recovers. And we pray for healing. Pray for recovery. And Lord, that you'd work out everything according to your schedule and your purpose. Pray for Danny, Lord, and his family. And Lord, that you would bless him and mend things and just take care of their needs. We pray for Samantha and her family and her the time of remembering grandmother. And Lord, that they would enjoy peace and calm. And Father, that you would somehow get the glory out of it all. I pray for Saturday as the choir practices, and then Sunday the cantata of both services. Lord, I pray as we make decisions, God, that we would realize that those decisions are made to protect us. And Father, we help us to do the very best we can, and that's all we can do. Be with us tonight, Father, as we open up the Word and view another video about foreign missions. God, I pray that you would speak to our hearts, maybe speak to somebody tonight about full-time missions. I do thank you, Lord, for our church, Father, with generous giving, and we ask that you continue with that. Father, I pray as we build the new building that you would keep everybody safe that's working out there. Father, at the end, that we would see lives come to know Jesus because of what's taken place. Lord, we ask these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. I want to read to you a couple verses starting in Isaiah chapter 9. I'm not going to share but just a thought or two about some of these, but Isaiah chapter 9, this may be one that everybody knows. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. And that sounds like a really good verse, that the people walked in darkness and then they see this great light, but there's a reason they walked in darkness. If you read the chapters before then, you'll realize they've been in judgment from God because of disobedience. And God had taken away things. He'd withdrawn his presence from them. And they had been walking, the Bible says, in darkness. They've been walking outside of God's presence. So let me read to you what the Bible says in chapter 8, verses 11 through 15. And I want you to hear, this is from the Lord, Isaiah 8, verse 11. For the Lord spoke thus to Isaiah with a strong hand and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying, so you hear God talking to Isaiah to go to the people, and this is what he's supposed to do with them. Do not say a conspiracy concerning all that this people call conspiracy, nor be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. The Lord of hosts, God you shall hallow, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. He will be as a sanctuary, but a stone, he will be as a sanctuary, but a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, and a trap and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. So that verse 14, he's instructing Isaiah, don't be fooled with the people, but you tell them that God is God. God is the sanctuary. God is the presence that they seek. But tell both Israel and Jerusalem that he's going to set a trap and a snare to them. Now we use this verse 9, verse 2, and a lot of times during the Christmas time, and we're not careful, we'll not put the background behind it. So I want you to think about the consequences that has happened to Israel, God's own people. God has withdrawn his presence from them. He's caused hunger to overtake them. There's been a darkness in their wisdom. They've been completely fooled by their own sinfulness and bought into everything other than God's word. They cursed their leaders. There's at times chaos within God's people. There's confusion, there's tempers, there's gloom, there's trouble. Does that sound like what you were praying about earlier? That's why I chose this. This is what's going on here now. I don't think God's withdrawn his presence from us, but I'm not sure he's not real close to doing that if we don't get right with him. But I do know that there's a lot of gloom in this country. There's a lot of chaos in this country. And there are tempers flaring all over the place. And every time you hear the news, if you listen to one channel and listen to that, you get confused. Nobody knows what's going on. It's kind of sad the way things are happening. So God is offering hope in verse 2 of chapter 9. Those people walked in darkness, but now they've seen a great light. And that's what we ought to be praying for our country, that we'll see a great light, the light of Jesus. And again, that's what Christmas is about, isn't it? The light of Jesus comes to earth. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. They've been walking in darkness, just about dead. They're dead as far as their spiritual walk was. And now there's a light shining. And the Bible says, you've multiplied the nation and increased its joy. Again, we sing of joy to the world, but it's just words. There's no joy to speak of in many parts of the world. But that's why we pray. That's why we have Wednesday night prayer services. That's why we have church on Sundays. That's why we have that up there. God is offering hope to Isaiah and his people back then, and he's still offering hope to us. We have to be faithful to pray for grace and patience and love among us. And not only pray for it, but practice it. Because Christians are guilty of losing their tempers. We're guilty of being confused and causing confusion. So let's pray and mean it. The hope is this. There's going to be and is a bright and glorious future. I'm not convinced that we're going to see it here on earth, but we'll see it one day. We could see it right now. Jesus could come back, or he could take care of all this mess and we'd see it. That's up to him, but I do know it's coming. I know that he's able to do it. Jesus will offer, as he died on the cross and still does, offers a reconciliation to God the Father. Sin separates us from God, and that's what Jesus offers. And we need to encourage others during this Christmas time that that's why Christ came, to make it right, to get back with the Father. He offers forgiveness for sins, and this country needs forgiveness for sins. All of us need that same forgiveness. We need deliverance from our enemies, from oppression, from bondage, all this stuff that's bothering us. We need deliverance. Now, who's the deliverer here? It's God Almighty. We need to have our joy restored, not only in this country, but let's bring it home to Hillcrest Baptist Church. We need to really experience joy because we have Christ in our heart, and Christ is joy. He's going to govern one day in his kingdom, but doesn't the Lord's Prayer tell us his kingdom is already here too at the same time? And how that happens, it's up to him. Let your kingdom be done, your will be done here on earth, Lord, as it is in heaven. So there's all sorts of things going through Isaiah 9, verse 2. The people walked in darkness, but then they saw that great light. Well, guess who the great light is right now besides Jesus? It's his church. It's us. We offer that light of Jesus. I'm not saying we're the light, but we reflect the light. So I want you to look at, go ahead and run those. Alex, you up there? Do the short one first and then the second one, and then we'll look at two more verses maybe.
When you have been told from the time that you're born that Jesus is not God, Bible's corrupted, and to follow Jesus is to commit blasphemy and you're going to be turned away from your family, that's a whole nother task. And so we're going to the tip of the spear because we're getting to people that have only heard lies of Jesus. They've heard his name, but they've been told lies about him, and to reject and to not listen. What we do, it's very hard. It takes a lot of time and a lot of sacrifice on a lot of areas. But when you see someone get it, when you see them come from darkness to light, and they literally know that their life is forever changed, and no matter what persecution or whatever happens, that they're with Christ, that they're his for eternity, that's worth it. God sees the bigger picture, or maybe someone in our work sees one or two Muslims come to Christ after 3 or 4 years. But God takes those two or three and snowballs. We've seen Muslims hear the gospel and be baptized and follow and be strong lights. Christ says to pray for the Lord of the harvest because the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Then Jesus tells them, now go. I think they kind of stop it. We're going to pray for the workers. But then Jesus says, yeah, you're going to pray for workers, but go. Revelation is guaranteeing us as well to say, hey, all people will have representatives before the throne. We want to see Southern Baptists love Jesus, love his word, and give sacrificially to Lottie Moon Christmas offering so that the gospel can go to the ends of the earth and even specifically to the large Muslim groups like I work with.
Isaiah was written somewhere around 700 BC. So I want to take you over to Matthew chapter 4, verse 16. And the Bible says, "The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, the light has dawned." 700 years later, we're hearing the same verse just about. There must be a reason for that. Jesus, this is precious. Back then, they didn't have Bibles like we do. They had scrolls. They had something, you know, Moses wrote it on a stone. So they didn't waste words. They put the important things in, and when they repeat something, then it bears to be heard and shared. And, so 2,000 years later, there's a word for us. Look at Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. "You were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light." And that's us. 700 years after Isaiah, we see it in Matthew. And then 2,000 years later, we're reading it. And we're to be walking in light, just as Jesus is. So my question becomes, how do we do that? How do we share the light? How do we walk in the light? And part of the way we do that is right up there, the generous giving. I encourage you to go online and type in Google something like, "What will the United States look like in 2040? And you will be shocked. The number one thing is the majority today will be the minority in 2040. Will be the minority. 40% of the United States will probably Muslim. Christianity is like 35% now, and it's going to drop down about 10 or 15% in the next several years. Churches will have a hard time staying open because people will quit coming. Can we change that? I think we can if we desire to, but we're not going to do it by not saying something to them and being the light. Muslims believe in Jesus, just not as Savior. He was a prophet, a good teacher. So how do you approach somebody like that? Number one, you live it. They're watching us. What are we going to do? You know, I've been, for 10 years, I've been thinking about our church and praying. That's what the Family Life Center is going to be about, changing us and helping us reach outside of our church to people. If we don't use the Family Life Center for outreach, we're going to use it for inreach too, but it's not going to be a blessing to God if we don't use it for Him. If we don't do things like this, continue, we're not going to be walking in the light and sharing the light. So I encourage you to pray through this. Realize how many people in this world are walking in darkness right now, but also realize Ephesians 5, verse 8 says, "You once were walking in darkness." We were without Christ at one time. Somebody shared the light with us. And we ought to be sharing the light with other people. Well, anybody got anything you'd like to share about that? I thought this was going to take longer. Y'all are going to get a break tonight. Anybody? Oh, yeah. I am your preacher because of bus ministry. I didn't used to go to church at all. And we had a bus ministry at our church in First Baptist Mount Juliet. We had 7 school buses going out every Sunday filling those things up. Well, 2 of those were my kids. And every week somebody would come to the door and knock on the door and ask if Jerry and Renee were going to be ready Sunday morning. And those 2 guys were Gene and Harold. And my kids started looking forward to Gene and Harold more than they did Jerry, Dad. And I got jealous. And I decided that ain't right. They ought to be looking forward to Dad getting home. And that's when I started going back to church, over jealousy of 2 guys doing God's business. So bus ministry is pretty important, but it requires commitment. Somebody has to commit to go to those houses on Saturdays. You give up your Saturday to do that. Somebody has to give up Sunday school to go out and pick those kids up and keep them in the... Now, we used to let them come in and sit in the pews, but they had to sit right in certain places, and the bus ministers would sit with them, and it's a big deal. It's a big ordeal how you do it. Anybody else? Yes, America. Hillcrest needs to wake up. All God's churches need to wake up. 2040 is just right around the block. I mean, I remember when 2010 rolled around. Seemed like it was yesterday. I remember when 2000 rolled around. Still seemed like yesterday, you know. This is going to happen real fast to us. I'm above my math now, so I'm going to quit what I'm remembering. But, you know, it's here. Like you see, you try to outgive them. Yep. Anybody else? All right, let's pray. Father Almighty, thank you for the thought process tonight, the blessings of knowing, Lord, that you're speaking through your people and to your people. We've heard things, Father, that have encouraged us tonight, and We've seen videos that make us realize there's a great need in this world to share the gospel. And Father, we need goers, but we also need supporters. So I pray, Lord, that you put the whole puzzle together and help us to do it right. Be with us now, Father, as we leave, and protect us on the way home and give us a good night's rest. Father, let us wake up in the morning ready and willing to serve you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.